For most of us, the word auction conjures up images of antiques or fine art or even foreclosed houses. But at Ritchie Brothers, just north of Fort Worth, it's a very different kind of auction. This one on the scale of huge earth-moving construction equipment. In a lot of ways, auctions are pretty much the same everywhere. There are items or lots up for sale. An auctioneer calls out climbing prices as bidders try to lock in the best deal. It's the same idea at the Ritchie Brothers operation in Lake Worth, but massive. There are almost 4,000 lots for sale here. It's just one of 40 locations they run worldwide. Some of the lots are small, tools and truck racks and survey equipment. Others are much bigger.
Dozers, rollers, reach forklifts, backhoe loaders, some ag tractors.
Chad Johnson is the Fort Worth regional manager for Ritchie Brothers.
Truck tractors, flatbeds, pickup trucks. We sell automobiles, flatbed trailers, almost anything you can think of.
More than 4,000 bidders registered for the two-day auction, most online, many overseas. A couple thousand people came through to kick tires and check out the products in person.
And clear the ramp. Here we go. 130 pounds and all the number of 20 pounds.
Two auctions are run in two huge rooms, side by side at the same time. In one, all of the pieces that can move on their own rumble past huge windows for bidders to see. Hands in the audience shoot up. Bid catchers at front use hand signals, eye contact, and whoops and hollers to keep things moving. Final prices are set. A new piece of machinery sold every 30 to 60 seconds.
45 pound number 6. Sold chain, 45 pound number, 45,000.
Outside, it's much quieter. Customers walk between hulking machines in neat rows that stretch across the 170-acre lot. Ronnie Lunsford of Springtown came with a long shopping list.
Trucks, dozers, boring rigs, backhoes, anything that makes money.
Lunsford's business is expanding. He does directional drilling, excavating, a little bit of everything these days. Gallo LaRiva is looking for deals on a truck for his small Houston-based hauling company, even though things right now aren't great.
And right now the work is bad, but let's hope next year is going to be good. That's why I'm hoping I'm going to get a good deal.
In another section, bright red semi-trucks, maybe 100 in all, stand in two long lines. On each, the name Halliburton is painted over, Halliburton like the oil company. Billy Self from Collinsville says that's a clear sign of how oil and gas is doing.
If the oil field wasn't dead, these trucks would be on the road right now making, a man would be making a living in every one of these trucks right here. So it's kind of sad, you know.
Companies pay Susie Farnsworth to transport equipment from auctions like this. She's here now checking out some machines for her clients. Yes, she says, the sluggish oil industry is a drag.
But if you go by my customers, they're calling me. They're wanting me to look at things, send them pictures. They're very, very interested, right? So that tells me they've got some money in their pocket. And, a lot of my customers have bought things. And, these are pieces that go to $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So to me, I said, looks good.
Over the next couple of weeks, this lot will be almost completely emptied out. New equipment will be hauled in, scrubbed down, and lined up for the next auction. And thousands of buyers will spend millions of dollars all over again. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.